And of course, Big Hootenanny, as you heard already, Clint Eastwood has received France's highest cultural honor. He was named Commander of the Order of Arts and Letters. I mean, that's the highest award. They don't give this out easy. Only other person in France got this from U.S. is Jerry Lewis. So we know Clinton's really proud of this bad boy. He's proud of that award, I tell you what. No, I'm not going to be going to any parties with him. I haven't been invited. He was just in town the other day and had lunch and brown capping, according to the Inquirer. Yeah, he left the Sunset Strip eatery and was headed back to the airport. All of a sudden, he said, "Stop the car now." Jumped out of the car, ran into another restaurant. Everybody's like, "Mr. Eastwood, would you like it?" He said, "Bathroom now." They said, "Back." He went in there, launched a Democrat. About 5 minutes later, came back, blotting his brow, gave the maitre d' $20 and left. So he took that $20 master. So even Clinton brown caps every now and then. The only difference is when he does it, it gets written up in the Inquirer. How embarrassing to be caught prairie dogging like that for the whole world to see. Of course, now, if we were together, I'd have probably helped him. You know, I'd have... Well, not to say that I'd, you know, date the guy. What if I got a knock on the head? Maybe I might. Something. Hop around in my tutu, big smile singing, "It had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy could make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. When we make love, need stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. For a gob of a ghoul. Oh, it's so nice when you got a slice. It had to be you. Oh, Clint, naughty boy. Tisk, tisk, tisk. After you took me last night, I threw out a disc. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. What a da, da, da." We're almost there, Clinton, and I think you're going to feel better.
I haven't been to church in 20 years, punk.
Well, it's about time we went, Clinton. When you think about it, with our lifestyle and some of the things we've done, we should go to confession every now and then, just to make sure the record's clean. I mean, suppose, I hate to say it, suppose you get plugged in the line of duty. I mean, you know, you get an LOD wound and you die, and the next thing you know, you're in heaven and all your sins have gone unclean. I think we should start making it a regular... Oh, here we are at the church now. Let's go inside and... Well, that door is pretty squeaky. Let me help out. There. Now it's nice and quiet. See, I've already done a good deed.
I don't think you get any points with God for speckling the doors to his house, punk.
Well, I don't know about that. My intent was good. All right, now where are the little confessional doohickeys?
Over this way, punk.
I think we should get in the same booth together and confess. That way, you know, any sins I forget, you can... Well, here's an open one over here. Let's get inside. Close the little curtain. "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. It's been a long time since my last confession. Well, the other day I said a bad word. I said duty. Slammed my finger between my hair dryer and my curling iron and hurt me, so I said, dooty, dooty, dooty.
Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. I broke wind in the squad car the other night, and I blamed it on my partner.
Clint, you think we gotta confess all the fucking we've been doing?
I don't know, punk. I don't know if I want that getting around.
I think we ought to tell him about the gerbil thing we got going.
No way, punk. You confess that, I'll blow your head clean off.
Well, I think Father would understand. You know, from what I read, I think we're safe around these guys.
No way, punk.
What about about that thing you do with your fist?
Keep your mouth shut, punk.
Yes. Gonna tell him about the ring you got for your buttock?
Don't tell him about that, punk.
Well, Clinton, we can't just sit in here and confess that I said duty and you broke wind in the squad car. Lord knows the list of sins that we have is gargantuan. And if we don't get absolution, it'll be on our heads when we die. Can I at least confess the fact that I give you a snore?
Get your mouth shut, punk. We're done confessing things.
All right. Well, I just feel a little bit better anyway. At least we came here. The thought was there. Oh, what's this on the floor in the dark?
Why don't you bend over? Bend over, pick it up. Tell me what it is.
There, you see, somebody apparently dropped something in here in the confession. Look at this, Clinton. It's a perfectly good rosary.